Hello.
Hi, is this Melissa?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Melissa. My name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing all right. We got your letter about Stephanie.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on?
She's just having a hard time. This is hard for me, sorry.
It's okay.
Her baby, well, we lost my grandson. He passed 3 months ago. I can't believe it's already been 2 months. Sorry. I don't know even what to say. She's just having a horrible time and struggling with everything that's going on with the baby.
I can only imagine. I mean, I'm a parent myself, and yeah. If one of my children were to pass away before me, I don't know how I'd handle that. I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, I have 6 kids, and I, you know, as a grandma, I'm grieving, and it's hard to watch my daughter, well, my 9-year-old grandson, what they're having to go through. It's horrible. So.
There's nothing you can do. You're powerless right now, and it sucks.
Yeah, it's really hard. I'm sorry. It's emotional, so I cry a lot.
You have nothing to apologize for, I can promise you that. How can Wish Upon a Star help Stephanie?
She's just really struggling with, like, she's on a limited income. We haven't been able to get a headstone for the baby. I don't know if that would be a possibility.
Okay.
And then some help for the kids, Christmas presents. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm guessing she's, you know, probably not working going through all this. I mean, obviously probably hasn't been working for a while, dealing with the health issues and stuff. And so, yeah, money's got to be really tight.
She's seeing different grievance counselors, 4 different ones, and yeah, it's really hard.
It said in the letter that she travels back and forth to Eugene for those?
For one of them, yes, she does.
That's quite a bit there.
Yeah. My grandson, they're going to set him up with one of the grievance counselors up there, too, because he's, you know, having a really hard time with it. So
I can only imagine.
So she has a 2-year-old too, but she doesn't understand. She senses, you know, Mrs. Baby. Like, his birthday was just December 6th, and we had a little party and stuff, and we show her his pictures and stuff, and she says, "Baby Keenan," and it's just really sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologize, hon. I promise. I will tell you this, though. Wish Upon a Star is going to help her out.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm happy that we are able to help out.
Hello.
Hi, is this Stephanie?
Yeah.
Hi, Stephanie. This is Rob Thomas with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
So-so.
Yeah, I kind of understand why.
Yeah.
We got a letter about you and kind of what you've been going through. Do you mind taking a few to talk to me about it?
I guess.
My heart goes out to you for your loss.
Thank you.
It truly is the unimaginable.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Tell me about what happened with him.
Well, we're in California, and I kept telling the doctors something was wrong with him, and I kept saying nothing was wrong, and then we came up here and ended up life flighting him to OHSU. And then they did a bunch of tests, and a bunch of his brain was missing. And they said he had Menkes disease and gave him 3.5 months to live.
What is the Menkes disease?
Copper deficiency. They have to catch it within the first 7 days of life. They didn't catch it till he was 5.5 months old.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. And then we took him to urgent care September 2nd, and they said he had pneumonia, and there's nothing they could do because of his disease, and he passed September 6th.
Being a parent myself, I can't imagine what it would be like to lose one of my kids.
It's a nightmare.
To say the least. I think that's just putting it lightly, you know? That leaves a void that's pretty hard to get past.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you probably have maybe some good days, probably more bad days.
Yeah.
You seeing a therapist?
I see 4 different ones.
That's good. That's good. Does it seem to help?
Sometimes not.
Yeah. How's your other children dealing with the loss?
My 9-year-old's having a hard time. My 2-year-old, like, checks senses, but I don't think she fully gets it yet.
Yeah, it's probably too young to really kind of process what actually happened.
Yeah.
But the 9-year-old, that's got to be pretty hard for him.
He was there when the baby passed away.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry. It's hard for me to feel this. It's just, I think about where I would be, and it's not a good place. It's really not. So
stay strong for my other kids.
Yeah, you do. I'm guessing you're not working.
No, just odd jobs here and there.
Yeah. Christmas is probably not really looking that great at this point.
No.
Were you guys able to get like burial costs and all that type of stuff and everything else? Has that all been taken care of?
Yeah, we just haven't got a headstone yet.
What if I was able to tell you I'm able to get that for you?
I don't know.
Thanks to a partnership with Wilson's Chapel of the Roses and Roseburg Memorial Gardens, we're going to take care of your headstone for your little man that passed away.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd also like to get you a nice big gift card to Walmart, too, so that way you can go do some shopping and stuff for the kids. Get them some stuff so that way Christmas is a little bit better. Help brighten it up just a little bit. I'd like to get you a gift card to Sherm's. That way you guys can go stock up on some food and stuff, keep the pantry full for a little while. And I'd also like to take care of your fuel expenses for a bit, traveling back and forth to your counselors. I understand one of them is up in Eugene.
Yeah.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah.
And on a limited income, that's kind of hard to keep doing that for very long. So thanks to a partnership with DC Farmers Co-op Shell Station, we'd like to take care of that for a while for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stephanie, my heart really, truly goes out to you. I'm not in your position, so I don't feel like deeply your pain, but I can only imagine being a parent myself, what I would feel like. And kudos to you for staying strong and pushing through and doing what you need to do for your other two. You got a lot of people out there that love and care about you, and they're looking out for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, hon.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 1240, KQEN.